Offering this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody rise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, oh holy are you, Lord. for me and my house. We will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
I'm going to sing that again.
For as for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. Oh, we will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
Sing, you are holy.
You are holy.
when some feared their God. You fought for me when some fight for their God. You know they use me play, oh na 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 na. You know they use me play, oh. You carry me when some carry their God. You feed me, Lord, oh, when some feed their own God. You fought for me when some fight for their God, oh. Jesus, you know they use me play, oh.
You are so lovely. Has he been awesome to you this week? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Father, receive our praise this morning. We thank you for your presence here with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are awesome in our midst. Children, you may come. Come. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship. Come, any age, anything you need, your Father already knows. Come and be in his presence, stand at the altar. Thank you, Father. Behold your children. Behold your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Pastor Paul, are you not coming? Is someone coming to touch? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, behold your army. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise this morning. You have created each one specifically for your purpose. You have created them for this time. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, And Father, you know there will be difficulties for them. It is a challenging time. There are so many voices, so much information out there, much of it not true. So we ask this morning, Father, by your Spirit, you draw each of these young ones so close to you. Let them know that anything that is bothering them, anything that is confusing them, anything that they are wondering about, they can come straight to Almighty God, their Creator. They can come into your presence and talk to you. You will help them. You are a present help. As they learn to sit in your presence, they will hear your still small voice. Holy Spirit, you will minister to them. You will give them solutions. For this is a generation that will rise up. That will rise up and say, no, this is not right. I am about my Father's business. This is a generation that will have the courage to do that by your Holy Spirit. You will do it in them, Father. And we declare you are more than enough for each of them. Cast your cares on your heavenly Father, for he cares for you. He will do a mighty work and a quick work. Thank you, Father. They are the blessed and the highly favored. They do not have to prove anything to anyone. They know who they are in you. We speak complete healing, mind, body, and soul. We say they will always choose right. And you will give them circumstances where they see that when they are bold for you, others will keep quiet. You will silence the voice of the enemy. You will silence the voice of mockers. You will be exalted in their everyday life. And others will see there is something different about these ones. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you for those who are celebrating a birthday today. Anu, blessings. We thank you for all those who are celebrating this month. And we thank you for their teachers. We thank you for the word that is taught. We thank you for their faithfulness. Faithfulness is always rewarded. Thank you, Father. We are the healed. We are the restored. We are the made whole. We are the mighty in God. Shout hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. See you later. Hallelujah. 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 I just have a couple of verses I want to read this morning, just two actually, and they're verses you know. Psalm 46, chapter 46, verses 10 and 11. I believe we're in a very strategic time. God is restoring righteousness. And that is something that has to happen before the Lord returns. And there must be righteousness before the glory comes like a flood. For the glory multiplies everything. And we want righteousness multiplied. So righteousness must be restored with us in the church, and God wants righteousness restored in our land. God is a God of order. He called us together specifically to pray about the election, and we did. And he told us what to pray, and righteousness was at the top of the list. We cleansed seats, and we called for righteous people, those who would do right in God's eyes, those who would follow what he wanted them to do. And God says he is shifting things, he is moving things, he has handpicked people. So we have to believe that that is exactly what he's doing, and we have to agree with it out of our mouths. And we say, thank you, Father. Righteousness is being restored in this country because God does, like Pastor has taught us, does it through the government first, so that then revival can come, because the government also agrees with it. So God works with governments. God cares which government is in. So a reminder, if you haven't voted, to vote tomorrow. But God is working on our behalf, and there will be changes. And he is raising up ones, some that we know, some that we don't know, who he is tapping and raising them up for his glory, to be righteous ones in government. So we thank the Lord for that. These two verses, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, among those that don't even know him. I will be exalted in the earth. Now those first two words, be still, it's easy, we just read them quick and go over them. Another translation says, surrender your anxiety. Ah, be still was easier to go over. Surrender your anxiety. Now, isn't anxiety a buzzword today? We hear it all over the place, and people call it my anxiety. They actually take ownership of it. And people say, well, I can't do that. You can't call me. You can't ask me to do that. My anxiety. No, we do not. We do not attach ourselves to anxiety. We recognize that stress comes. Stress can come from watching the news. You must be careful what we allow ourselves to watch, because we don't know anymore what is truth and what is not truth. On Facebook, everywhere, that will give you anxiety. Surrender your anxiety. If you are looking ahead and seeing all the things that can go wrong, you're taking on anxiety. Surrender it. We say we surrender our anxiety. We surrender that in his presence. And when anxiety is surrendered, when we don't give it top place, We will know that he is the God. We will know that he will be exalted. We will know, hallelujah, that he is Lord, what he says he means. And because we know, we will live differently. So today we say we're going to surrender all anxiety. And verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We're going to pray this morning that God is exalted in our nation, in our city, in our families, in every walk of life. So let's just pray. Father, we acknowledge that often we listen to too many voices, too many things that are not our portion. Too many things that aren't right, that aren't the righteous. This book, your word, is what we need to base our lives on, what we need to listen to. So if we have taken on any anxiety, known or unknown, we choose this morning to surrender it. We lay it at your feet, Jesus, and we choose to be still and concentrate on you. You are the mighty God who created heaven and earth, who knows everything that happens everywhere, in every back room, in every meeting, in every secret place. And you have a plan, and you have called us to partner with you. Thank you, Father. You call us to partner with you. And we say righteousness will rule in this nation. We declare, God, you will be exalted in Canada. You will be exalted in the USA. You will be exalted in Nigeria. You will be exalted in all the lands where anyone is crying out to you. Hallelujah. Because you are God. You are the one who made the nations. You will be exalted in every family in Glory and Peace Church. Thank you. that you are exalted in the Ephesino family. Thank you that you are preparing them for accelerated glory. Thank you that everything they need to complete the assignment comes to them. Hallelujah. Every need, whether it be material, financial, health-wise, anything, it is done in Jesus' name. Because it's a quick work you want to do, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And their extended family. And we speak the same over more Cirillo Ministries. We thank you for all the seeds that have been sown, everything that that ministry has sown into this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for Alfred Flett Ministries. We say, Father, every need, everything they need to complete their assignment, release it to them. We say accelerated glory in every ministry in this city that is preaching the true word of God. Accelerate for them. Thank you, Father. We speak over every family where there is confusion. We say, be still and know that I am God. Where they have lost hope, we speak the knowing that you are Lord, that you are more than enough. Be still and know that I am God. Father, we speak it into this city. We speak it into every level of government in this city. We speak it into the schools. We say, let righteousness reign and rule. They will know right from wrong. We speak it into the mayor's office. We speak it into every area, the police department, the fire department. We say, Lord, rule and reign. Rule and reign. Invade those places. Hallelujah. Your name will be glorified. Your name will be exalted. In every business in this house. Big Mama's Daycare. We say, people will know that God is exalted in there. People will know that there is something different. David Lawrence, the name of God will be exalted in your life. We say, be still and know that he is God. God, you have a plan. You have a plan. And for all those businesses that have not come yet but are coming, hallelujah. We say accelerated glory, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. This is a time when we just have to continue to look up to you, continue to be still and in your presence, to know that without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Father, for the word that is coming this morning. Thank you, Father, that the word from this house is always fresh and relevant and powerful. We receive it. We receive it. And we publish it because it gives others hope so that they too can be still and know that you are God. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Thank you, Father, for all those who are here. Let them be touched. Touch pastors wherever they are ministering. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.